You're listening to the Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. We're recording every day the markets are open. Subscribe today and also follow us at callputstrike.com. Hello and thank you for joining us. Today is Thursday, May 28th, 2020, and you're joining us for another episode of Call Put Strike's Daily Financial News and Insights. A lot of news today, so let's dive right in. All three major indexes were in the green for much of the day on Thursday. However, they all dipped into the red just before the closing bell. The Dow Jones dropped by 0.58%, while the S&P 500 fell by 0.2%, and the NASDAQ closed at 0.46 lower. Disney shares dropped on Thursday after a statement from an analyst at Imperial Capital. He was quoted saying, quote, "The stock has risen too far, too fast, and the performance is due simply to the excitement around the prospects of the domestic theme parks reopening," end quote. Entering into another quote, "As such, we are advising that investors take profits as Disney now looks like a name that should be traded rather than owned, at least for now." Shares of Disney fell by 2.4% after this statement. UPS saw increases on Thursday. The company has announced that they are adding surcharges for certain e-commerce websites such as Amazon and Best Buy. This is due to the vastly increased peak in demand for delivery from these companies. This is the first time that UPS has added extra fees to deliveries during a non-holiday period, and these fees are set to begin on Sunday, May 31st. UPS's stock increased by 0.6% after the announcement. HP Inc. recently released its second quarter results for 2020. HP's revenue for the quarter was $12.46 billion. However, analysts expected it to be higher at $12.93 billion. HP Inc.'s stock dropped 11% today. Abercrombie & Fitch was another company that saw decreased prices today. The company, or the clothing retailer, released its second quarter results showing that it has earned revenue of $485 million. This was equal to a loss of $3.29 per share, and analysts had predicted that they would earn revenue of $497 million, which would have been equal to $1.39 per share. Abercrombie & Fitch's stock price fell by over 5%. Moving on, the United States President Donald Trump issued an executive order this evening intended to target social media companies. The executive order on preventing online censorship controversially targeted social media giants Facebook and Twitter for their fact-checking features as a form of censorship. The president believes that these features make the social media companies a publisher by filtering information and not providing a free dialogue on their platforms. Many legal experts see the executive order as toothless and mostly an act of politics. If you'd like to read the full executive order, be sure to head to callputstrike.com, where we have it linked from today's daily Financial News and Insights post. In relation to this, Twitter shares fell for the second day in a row, today by 2.5%. This drop comes after reports of the White House investigating social media platforms and encouraging the Federal Communications Commission to tighten regulations, also linked to that executive order just mentioned. Twitter had recently been fact-checking some of President Donald Trump's tweets for accuracy. The new unemployment report from the U.S. Labor Department showed a total of 2.12 million claims were filed last week. This is the eighth week in a row that the number of unemployment claims has decreased, indicating that the peak of the crisis has passed. 41 million jobless claims have been filed since the start of the pandemic, and continuing claims actually dropped by 3.86 million this week to 21.05 million. Continuing claims are those who have been collecting for at least 2 weeks. On Thursday, China's National People's Congress passed a bill that will provide national security legislation for Hong Kong. The bill will bypass Hong Kong's current legislature as the country employs a one-party, two-systems principle. Premier Li Qingquang of China declared that, quote, the law was designed for steady implementation of one country, two systems, and Hong Kong's long-term prosperity and stability, end quote. After the announcement from China, President Donald Trump stated that there would be a news conference on Friday in order for him to discuss this new bill that was passed. After the president spoke, the markets reacted and the indexes fell significantly, which brought them into the red for today. And that wraps up today's daily financial news summary. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll take a dive into how the wine industry has been impacted from COVID-19. As many of you have come to find, in this segment of the show, we discuss a relevant topic or an area of interest in the business or financial markets. Today, we're going to take a closer look at the wine industry and how it's been impacted from COVID-19. So the latest news of companies struggling financially during the global pandemic has come from the United States wineries. With the reduction in purchases and forced closures of facilities, wineries have been feeling the intense pressure trying to stay afloat during this crisis. So the first area that we'll take a look at is the wine loss situation. Wineries make much of their revenue by on-site customers and tasting rooms. These have all been shut down since mid-March. As well, direct-to-consumer sales have significantly decreased in recent times. This is expected to continue to some degree after the pandemic, as consumers are not likely to be spending much of their extra money on unnecessary items, such as wine. Wineries have also been faced with paying for extra expenses that were not planned. These include hand sanitizers, extra cleaning products, and face masks for their employees. Many wineries cannot afford to keep their employees on during the pandemic as well. So far, thousands of winery employees have been temporarily laid off. The tourism industry has been severely impacted by COVID-19 as well. The number of visitors to wineries decreased by 75% in March alone. Wineries had to cancel an average of 4 events that month that would have been bringing in revenue. These included weddings, dinners, and tastings. The average winery lost about $40,000 in March, a number that is not sustainable for business to continue for very long. Looking at the revenue loss of the wine industry next, the United States has over 10,000 wineries and more than 8,000 wine grape growers. By the end of 2020, this industry could lose up to $5.94 billion in revenue. The average winery lost an estimated 64% of its sales in March alone, and this number increased to about 75% of their sales in April. The smaller wineries are expected to be hit harder by the pandemic. Wineries that produce 1,000 cases of wine annually are estimated to lose 66% of their total revenue for this year. There are over 6,000 wineries in the United States that fall under this category, and larger wineries that produce between 1,000 and 5,000 cases annually are expected to lose 47.5% of their revenues this year. This accounts for almost 4,000 wineries around the country. So the question you're probably asking, and hopefully we're answering, is, will the wine industry recover? Responding to a survey sent out by Wine America in March, the average winery indicated that they will require 3 months of normal business in order to return to their previous financial stability. This includes restoring all their customers, visitors, sales, and promotional events. In reality, if the state of emergency were to be lifted, there will still be restrictions in place regarding social distancing. Customers would not be permitted to indulge in the wine tasting, and group tours would be strictly limited. Many wineries are family-owned with a small number of employees. These types of companies do not have sufficient resources to sustain the business after such heavy losses. Luckily, the wine business can be assisted with the recently approved Coronavirus Air Relief and Economic Security Act. This act will provide loans for small businesses such as wineries, as well as allow for tax credits and payroll tax deferral. So, let's raise a glass to the wine industry and hope for a safe recovery. And with that, we'll wrap up and sign off for today's episode of Call Put Strike, daily financial news and insights. We appreciate you joining in and sharing the podcast with your friends. Today is May 28th, 2020. Have a great day. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and head over to callputstrike.com for more financial news and insights.